from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name to the program. The devil rules everyone that's in his kingdom. Some of them he rules through lust, some through covetousness, and there are others he rules by their temper. But nevertheless, he rules them, and no one will ever seek to be delivered until they get their eyes open and see that they have been taken captive by the devil. Satan has very often three lines of attack. First, he tries to keep men and women from becoming Christians, from being saved. Then, if he can't succeed there, he tries to keep them from being active and useful as Christians when they do get saved. And as a last resort, he would try to blacken their characters. The Bible reminds us that if any man will live godly in Christ Jesus, he will suffer persecution. And if the world has nothing to say against us, it's unlikely that the Lord has much to say for us. I trust that today, if you're not saved, if you're still in the kingdom of darkness, that you will know the delivering grace and power of the Lord, even as you listen now to God's Word, as the Reverend Ivan Foster lets the Bible speak once again from Mark's Gospel.
Good morning, everyone. It's chapter 5 of the Gospel of Mark that we will be studying today, at least the first few verses of it. So please have your Bible to hand. We'll be reading a few verses just in a moment. We do welcome you. And, of course, if there are any listeners who have tuned in for the very first time, we do offer to you a very warm welcome indeed. Let's read, then, from Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. We'll read from verse 1, a few verses together, down to the end of verse 9. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, unto the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chain, because he had often been bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God, that thou torment me not. And he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. Here's a hymn now by Frank Boggs. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. It's called I'd Rather Have Jesus.
I'd rather have Jesus than gold.
Now we're turning to our portion of Scripture in Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, that we read together earlier. Now, as I said, we're going to start a new chapter. In the last portion that we studied together, we saw the Lord Jesus demonstrating his power over creation. He stilled the storm. Now, in this chapter 5, he has left the area of Galilee where he had been preaching, crossing over the sea, encountering that storm, and coming into the region called Gadara. It's on the eastern shore of the Lake of Galilee. And there he meets a man who is possessed by evil spirits. Let's just read again what is said of that man. We find in verse 2 of the chapter 5 of Mark's Gospel, "And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit." Now, I want to point out something about this man today, and perhaps I'll startle some of you by what I'm about to say. For this man presents us with a picture of us all. I repeat that. This man, and mind you, he is in a most wretched state. And if you read the verses here in chapter 5, you'll see how wretched his state is. And yet I say to you, he presents a picture of us all, of all men and all women. This poor creature, possessed of the devil, living amongst the tombs, beside himself with vexation and grief and misery, I repeat, presents us with a picture of all men. How do I make that out? Well, you know that I have striven in our programs to ever show that what I'm saying is based upon the Word of God. I am not saying anything that is of my own invention. I am not introducing that which I myself have arrived at. But I am simply presenting to you the teaching of the Word of God. And it is the teaching of the Word of God that as this man is here pictured, presented to us, so is he representative of all men. Let me start by saying that all men are under the influence and power of the devil. All men. Now, I have to say that some men are more under the influence of the devil than others. That accounts for degrees of wickedness that we see in the lives of individuals. The more a man is under the rule of the devil, the more evil and the more wicked will be his life. But all of us, all men by nature, are under the influence and power of the devil. Let me prove that to you. Now, I'll be showing you verses, or referring to verses, that I have referred you to before, and that's no bad thing. I dare say I could search out other verses in the Bible that would prove the same point that I'm making, but perhaps it's no bad thing if I just simply turn you again to some verses that we have referred to in other programs. I'm looking at John, the chapter 8, and the verse 44, where the Savior is saying to some of those who are listening to him, religious individuals. He's not standing outside a pub. He's not standing outside some den of iniquity. He's not standing outside some place that is renowned for its ungodliness and addressing those associated with that ungodly place. No, he's speaking to religious leaders. And he says to them, John chapter 8, the verse 44, "Ye are of your father the devil." Just listen to that. "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do." That's pretty plain, isn't it? Turn on over to the book of Ephesians. And in Ephesians, the Apostle Paul is showing to the church at Ephesus what they used to be. What they used to be. And in chapter 2, he reminds them what they were before they were converted. Verse 2 says, "Wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." I tell you, this man pictures for us mankind generally, including you, my dear listener, if you are not converted. It is for this reason Christ Jesus came into the world, that he might deliver men and women from the power and bondage of Satan. Tune in again, and we'll continue this study in the will of the Lord. God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT536PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT536PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.